just get out of the car and drive it for an hour. I want to watch the fireworks.
Hey.
Papers keep making it sound like they're going to be.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will now take roll call. Mr. Proto?
Here.
Mr. Randall?
Here.
Ms. Robertson?
Here.
Mr. Shinagawa?
Here.
Mr. Sigler?
Here.
Mr. Stevenson?
Present.
Mr. Burbank?
Here.
Ms. Chalk?
I'm here.
Mr. Dennis?
Here.
Mr. Hattery?
Here.
Ms. Herrera?
Here.
Ms. Keeper?
Present.
Mr. Kaplinka-Lair?
Here.
Ms. Mackesy?
Here.
Mrs. McBean-Claiborne?
Present.
15 members present. The first order of business this evening is the election of temporary chair, and I will now open the floor for nominations. Mr. Dennis?
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to the 11 people that are watching and all of you here in the room. I would like to take this opportunity to nominate as temporary chair Frank Proto. He's been on the legislature for 23 plus years, and his most recent accolade is he got perfect attendance last year, according to the Ithaca Journal, along with a couple of other people. So let me put Frank's name in the fire for the temporary chair position, and I would move that.
Is there a second? Mr. Kaplinka-Lair?
Given that I sent Frank an email today that I might be able to do this, but he probably hasn't gotten it yet, I would second him as a temporary chair.
Are there any other nominations? May I have a motion to close nominations? Moved by Ms. McAfee. Seconded by Ms. Chalk. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's carried. All those in favor of voting for Mr. Proto as temporary chair, please signify with aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Don't dare. No pomp and circumstance of that.
Oh, boy.
Special orders.
This is the opportunity to wish you all a Happy New Year and that you all made it back safely from wherever you were. Usually, this is the shortest stint that anybody spends as chairman of this board. And usually I try to adjourn this meeting as quickly as possible. And I did check. Joe Mariana said that in Syracuse, in Onondaga County, they do have a procedure for doing that. So, and Joe brought it with him. But one of the things I wanted to mention tonight, before I get on with the business at hand of electing a permanent chair, many of you have been interested in what direction the county is going to go in. And as temporary chair, I wanted to go over the 42 priority items that I have. And share those with you. But in the interest of time, what I'd like to do before I begin, all kidding aside, several of you have been blessed with some words of wisdom in the past, and what I thought I would do is, with Joe being the newest member of our county staff that I know of anyway, there have been some gifts that have been left for various people, and if you'd bear with me, Joe, these are just two volumes of the county proceedings, and I know that you've been interested in getting caught up. These go back to, what is it, 18, where's Mike Lane? 18, Mike Hattery loves it when I mention your name. Sorry, Mike. The 1851.
Weren't you on the legislature then?
But these are yeah, some of us have served a long time. But in addition to that, there are several other items that are outside for any one of you that would like to pick them up. Dooley, I was told, is going to have a seat on the new Iberdrola board for NYSEG. And Pam gets a set of trash tags because of everything that you've done to help out. Greg has been very interested in the tree sale up at Soil and Water, so he was asked to run that for that organization starting on Hanshaw Road. Jim Dennis is our resident individual that gets greeting cards for everyone, so if there's a gift certificate for 1,000 greeting cards for you, Jim, any place that you'd like to pick them up. Kathy Herrera gets a scooter mileage for, I know you were interested in that one, Kat. Will Burbank, and usually there's somebody from the town of Ithaca here, but I don't see anyone. Is there anyone from the town of Ithaca? No, not tonight. Will, we got your special dispensation since Herb wants to have two meetings a month for you to attend as our representative to the town of Ithaca. Nathan is our guru. I'm learning email, Nathan. You'll be pleased to know that. Nathan's our guru on all kinds of electronic equipment. And some of us that spent some time in Warren Hall in the old days, I have one of the hand crank statistics machines with a million buttons on it, and it's got your name on it. Tyke gets OSHA approval. Mike Hattery, I'm sorry, Mike, but I couldn't let this one go by. You get a set of jumper cables. If any of you remember last year when we had to push Mike out of the parking lot, it was an interesting opportunity. Micah Plinkelaire gets a gift coupon to the Ithaca Bakery so he can supply us with bagels again. Martha gets carryover telephone minutes. No email. And Leslin, I love you, Leslin. Tickets to all of the Golden Glove competitions at Madison Square Garden, the ones you and I want to go to. Right. And Mike Sigler, I had a tough time with Mike Sigler picking something out for him. But I notice Irene Stein is here tonight, and Irene brought a registration slip that she's usually trying to get me to fill out, but she said tonight she'd like to talk to you after the meeting. All those things are out in the hall, by the way, if you'd like to pick them up.
Frank, who writes your material? That's pretty good.
Say again?
Who writes your material? That's pretty good.
My daughter will go unnamed. Serious business. We're here to elect chairman for the 2009 year, and like to open that procedure and process, and I'll explain the voting in just a second. Maybe I should do that first. We have a couple of different ways that we can proceed. We will obviously receive nominations from the floor, but the actual voting can be done by hand and by a show of hands, or we can do it by written ballot. It's my understanding that if we do it by ballot, you can circle the name, fill out the name, whatever the appropriate procedure will be. Kathy will fill us in on that. But you must sign your name. It can't be a secret ballot because those items have to be in the proceedings of the board. We have to eventually report that in our minutes. Jonathan, did I say that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So I will defer to you as to whether or not you want to do it by a show of hands or by written ballot. Do you folks have a preference? Don't all speak at once.
Why don't you take a vote for each one?
Should we take a vote? All those that would like to do this by a show of hands, let's have a show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 would like to do it by a show of hands. How many would like to do it by written ballot?
Can you vote twice?
You just lost your trash tag. One, keep them up, please. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm ambivalent. It's 11 to 4 that we'd like to do it open. So we're going to do it by open show of hands. Okay. Nominations are open for chairman of the board for 2009. Nathan?
Oh, yes. I'd like to nominate Michael Klinkelaer for chair, re-election of chair of the legislature. I think Mike has done a good job in a very difficult transition year for the county. So much has changed with a new county administrator, with an incredibly tough budget, with all sorts of crucial decisions. And in this transition year, Mike has been able to weather many, many hardships and has done a good job as our chair in doing so. And so, with all of the challenges that are before us, I hope that our next few years are also years in which we move forward. And I think that this coming year, Mike, being able to help us through this tough transition year, is in a good position to help us move forward in so many areas in which we need to in this county. So, and with that, I nominate Michael Klinkelaer.
Is there a second, Pam?
I echo that sentiment and second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that Mike Klinkelaer's name be entered in. Are there any other nominations? Mike?
Nominate person currently serving as temporary chair, Mr. Proto.
Thanks. No speech?
Especially after those jumpers, Frank. Go ahead, Frank. Make your own.
Just give him jumper cables.
Where's Tim Ashmore? He can help me out with that. No. Is there a second? A second by Tyke. Randall. Thank you. Are there any other further nominations? Before we close the nominations, let me quickly, I'm sure during the last couple of weeks, several of you or all of you have had a chance to review the county charter, but let me just quickly identify what it is that the chair's responsibilities are, if you bear with me for a second. The chair of the Tompkins County Legislature, in addition to the powers and duties conferred or imposed upon a chairman of a county legislative body by applicable law, shall A, appoint to serve during the term of office of the chair of the legislature the chairs and members of all committees of the Tompkins County Legislature. B, authorize any member of the Tompkins County Legislature to attend any convention, conference, school, or other function for the betterment of county government within the appropriations therefore. Excuse me. All necessary and actual expense in connection therein will be paid from county funds. C. Appoint as needed a special negotiating committee of not less than 3 members to conduct collective bargaining negotiations with recognized employee organizations. Such appointment shall be subject to approval of the Tompkins County Legislature, except that the membership of such committee shall include a member of the Tompkins County Legislature, the County Personnel Commissioner, and the County Administrator or a designee of the County Administrator. Those are the duties of the county board chair. Are there any other nominations to be considered? We have a motion to close the nominations. Motion by Will Burbank, seconded by Tyke Randall. Nominations be closed. Okay. Oh, we have to vote. I mean, I can't do that. We have a show of hands on closing the nominations. I'd say that's unanimous. Okay. All those in favor, by a show of hands, of Michael Kuplinka-Lehr as chairman of the board, please raise your hand. All those in favor of Frank Proto for chairman of the board, may we have a show of hands? Four. As I usually do, I have brought with me, with Nathan's help, a set of logarithmic tables that show that in this case 4 outweighs 11. Sorry, Mike. Mike, congratulations. You are tremendous.
Thank you all. It's certainly an honor. We announced at our last meeting that our committee meetings in January will continue based on the 2008 committee structure, and given we'll need a few more weeks to announce and compile the committee structure for 2009. We'll follow that practice until at least our next meeting. But thank you for your support. I hope to merit that support throughout the year. As chair, I will now open nominations and take nominations for vice chair. Carol Chalk.
Thanks, Mike. We've been fortunate to have many legislators who work hard for our residents in many ways, in constituent services, on the budget, and on issues ranging from public safety to employee relations and you name it. And I have many colleagues. All of my colleagues, I think, there would be many excellent choices for chair and vice chair, but we have to pick one, and that can be hard to do. And this year, we've chosen to nominate somebody who's worked tirelessly to develop agendas in the public interest in many areas. Martha Robertson, as chair of PDEQ in particular, has led us to respond to issues related to the environment, to economic development, to housing, that respond to some of the most pressing issues of the day. She's a stalwart of democratic values, openness, and full communication. She's been willing to put in long hours to talk things out until a solution emerges, and then do the work of putting the outcomes on paper, circulating the results, editing and re-editing to get the fairest and best results from all of us, and then following up and pushing us to make sure that the right officials, the staff, the public representatives, the public, and others get the word. She consistently thinks about the next possible step to improve life in our county. We'll see a prime example of this in the affordable housing presentation that we'll hear tonight. Many groups and publications identified affordable housing as the top need in our county for a long time, and Martha was the one who called together a group of people and said, what can the county ask its staff to do to impact this problem? Then she kept pushing to make sure we responded to opportunities that arose to leverage our efforts, and that continues with efforts to create a public-private partnership to address that issue, and I can go on for a long time with examples, but I won't. In this year of possible tough cuts, I think it's important to nominate a chair and a vice chair who will complement each other in their talents and who will work in tandem to lead the legislature and the county to address many issues simultaneously as we face the coming year, and I'm pleased to nominate Martha for the position of vice chair. I hope you all support that.
Thank you, Carol. Is there a second? Do we keep for seconds?
I
think Carol said it extremely well. I think Martha would make a great chair. I'm happy to have her as a vice chair. I second the nomination.
Thank you, Dooley. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Kathy Lucerer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's an honor and a privilege right now to recommend for the position of vice chair Leslyn McBean Claiborne. She's serving as vice chair right now. She's done a stellar job. I think she works well with people. I think she'll work well with Mike, and I think she'll work well with each of us. And I'd like to urge my colleagues to join me in supporting Leslyn for vice chair.
Is there a second for that nomination? Will Burbank.
It is a pleasure to second the nomination of Leslyn McBean Claiborne, my neighbor, my colleague, and somebody who I'm still getting to know, but have enjoyed working with on the Human Resources Committee. I realize that this has been a difficult decision for all of us, and I hope that we can move forward in a very positive direction in the coming year.
Thank you, Will. Are there any further nominations for Vice Chair of the Legislature for 2009? Seeing none?
Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
I'd like to just take a second, as I did in your position, and read what the responsibilities of the vice chair are. The vice chair of the Tompkins County Legislature, powers and duties. The duties of the vice chair shall include all duties and functions of the chair, excluding the appointment of the members of the standing committees. The vice chair shall serve either at the direction of the chair or the direction of the county legislature, which direction shall always supersede the chair. The vice chair shall receive no additional remuneration unless he or she act as chair in excess of 30 consecutive days after assuming the duties of chair. Thereafter, the vice chair shall receive the salary of the chair of the legislature, it being understood that the chair's salary will be reduced to that of a county legislator until the chair resumes the duties of the chair. My purpose in reading that is to make it absolute, having been vice chair of this board five or six times, I can't remember, and this, Jim, is it is more than 20 years that I've been on. I can tell you very candidly that the authority of vice chair is not a shared authority with the chairman or chairwoman, whatever it happens to, whomever it happens to be. It is the way that it's read in the county charter, the way that it's outlined in the county charter. And I thought that since I embarrassed you by reading the other one, that I ought to read that one too. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? If there are none, I would be open to a motion to close nominations. Pam Magacy moves to close. Frank Proto seconds. All in favor of closing nominations for vice chair? Looks like that's unanimous. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Like we did for chair, we will do a show of hands. We'll vote for two candidates for vice chair. All in favor of Martha Robertson for vice chair, please raise your hand and keep them high. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
You don't do that.
Are we voting for candidates?
I'm sorry.
We're voting.
I'm sorry. All in favor of Leslyn McBean Claiborne for vice chair. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I'm sorry. I vote for Leslyn McBean Claiborne. Excuse myself for that oversight. We can do a revote if you'd like.
Yeah,
voting for vice chair for the legislature, Martha Robertson for vice chair. All in favor? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And opposed?
No.
I'm sorry.
Another candidate.
Michael Kaplinka. I'm sorry. Leslyn McBean Claiborne as vice chair. All in favor? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Dooley.
I voted in the majority on the vote for a chair. I'd like to reconsider that vote. Could we have a re-vote on that, please? If that's the case, I'd like to caucus.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can I ask for clarification? Jonathan, it's my understanding that once the vote is announced, you can't go back and change your vote. Is that correct?
Well, I guess we have a motion for reconsideration.
Oh.
I assume that we would deal with it as any other motion for reconsideration.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike?
I think this grief is from the email you sent out earlier. Now that Mike is chair, he would actually, I think, would have to yield the chair for there to be a re-vote. He would have to hold this for a year.
No.
If I'm not mistaken.
No. Otherwise, we could recall the chair at any point during the year.
I think that is true. We can.
You think we can?
I think that's true.
Well, while Jonathan researches this, I'd like to call for a 5-minute recess.
Second.
All in favor of a 5-minute recess? Any opposed? That's unanimous. We're back in session. Due to the confusion of the last vote, we will re-vote on the two nominations for vice chair. Are ready to vote. All in favor of Martha Robertson for vice chair, please raise your hand and keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed?
No.
Sorry. All in favor of Leslie McBean Claiborne as vice chair, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Martha Robertson is vice chair.
Thank you.
We will proceed with the other items on our agenda for this evening.
I'll withdraw my motion for reconsideration.
It was a second. Frank.
Didn't get a chance.
Can we have Jonathan read the rule on reconsideration of the vote?
I'd be happy to, what I would have said, but it's actually, there are several provisions which are, if you mind a minute, which are relevant.
At this point, I think it's a moot point.
It is a moot point.
Not necessarily. Some of us may not agree that there was no confusion over that vote. Excuse me.
Okay.
Could you read it, Jonathan?
Okay. Well, to read what I think are the relevant sections of the county rules of order state that in any matter or proceeding not governed by these rules, meaning the county rules, the legislature shall be governed by Robert's rules of order. Then what our rules say about a motion to reconsider, a motion to reconsider a vote shall not be in order except on the same day or at the next session of the legislature after the vote was taken. Such motion for reconsideration must be made by a member who voted with a prevailing side in the question or by a member who was necessarily absent as defined in Rule 2 when the vote took place. And then a motion for reconsideration of a vote if one nullifies the original vote and brings the original question back. Okay, then, so I looked in Robert's Rules of Order, which essentially repeats the same, like our language on a motion for reconsideration is pretty much the same as what it says in Robert's Rules of Order about, you know, motion for reconsideration shall only when it shall be in order and when it shall not. So that pretty much comes out of Robert's Rules of Order. But then in the section on voting for officers, it says that after an election has become final, and it describes what being final is, and being final is when the person elected accepts the position, and if they're present, they are deemed to accept the position. But after an election has become final, as stated in this paragraph, it is too late to reconsider the vote on the election, and it refers back to the rules on motion for reconsideration, which are pretty much the same as ours. So if I had to rule on it, I would think that Robert's rules governs, and that once the nomination or the election is accepted by the party, that it's too late to reconsider.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would offer that Dooley Kiefer's motion to reconsider was to reconsider the vote on the chairman, not on the vice chairman. And Dooley did not vote with the prevailing side. No one proposed a revote on the vice chairman's seat. Did you vote on the... Well, I didn't hear anybody propose a reconsideration on the vice chairman seat, and that's the one that you just asked for a recount on. So unless someone is prepared to do that, I will challenge that the original vote that elected Leslin McBean Claiborne as vice chair should stand. I'd like to hear from the rest of you, if appropriate, on that.
Let me, since Frank mentioned my name, I will say that I suggested a motion to reconsider the vote on chair. I voted with a majority on that vote, so I had that right.
That's correct.
I did not address vice chair. Mike was, he changed his vote. He voted once. He asked if he could re-vote, so he changed his vote. Now he's asking to re-vote again, and that's his doing. That was the vice chair revote that we just
No one at this point that voted with the prevailing side for vice chair has asked for reconsideration of the vice chairman's vote.
That's the chair.
Is that correct?
The chair who was in charge.
I asked for a recount because of the confusion.
There was no confusion.
There wasn't. No.
There was a vote and it was announced.
Mike Hattery?
Yeah, I was just going to ask who introduced a motion to reconsider.
On which seat?
On the vice chair.
No one.
We voted, but I don't remember anybody introducing a resolution.
That's my point. No one.
Yeah, I agree.
The motion to reconsider.
I was the person who was confused in the vote and voted essentially twice for two different candidates for vice chair because of my confusion. After our break, I realized that could not possibly stand. Have 8 votes for one candidate, 8 votes for another, so I asked to have a recount.
If you want to challenge the ruling of the chair, which it sounds like what you're doing, the rule is you can challenge the ruling of the chair. The chair has the power to explain his decision, and then it's voted on without debate. So if that's what you're doing, I think Mike could, if he has any further explanation, give that, and then the legislature should vote.
Mike Sigler?
I agree with everything Frank said. I think Frank's right now the smartest guy in the room.
Without debate.
No, but there was a vote. Leslin got 8 votes. She then accepted the position. Unless she decides to step down from that position or resign it, how there is no we just went kind of over that. There is no
Can I answer a recess? I think that's in the rules that I could recess could be requested at any time.
What can be?
There's been a motion for a recess. Is there a second? Dooley Kiefer, all in favor of a recess?
Mr. Chairman, can you state the purpose of the recess, please?
I think possibly to review the rules.
Yes.
Possibly to get some fresh thinking. But there is some debate on the actual rules and the procedure here. All in favor of a short, I'll say 5-minute recess, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed? I'll call a 5-minute recess.